Hi, you're listening to Arts and More from WMUK, bringing you arts and culture in Southwest Michigan. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Today on the show, we're heading to the lakeshore and talking with a man who's dedicated his life to telling the stories of places along the water. Multi-instrumentalist John Mock has spent the better part of three decades performing the stories of coastal communities, from Massachusetts to Ireland. Saturday night, he'll head to a different kind of coastal community, St. Joseph. There, Mock will play a multimedia concert featuring music, stories, and photographs. And all of these elements will revolve around one theme, the sea, and specifically the restoration of the historic St. Joseph Lighthouse. These places actually first inspired Mock when he was in Nashville, Tennessee, longing for his old home in Connecticut.
And I think out of homesickness for New England and being inspired by some trips I had taken to play in Ireland and to visit Ireland as well, then it seemed like once the New England and Irish influences hit me and I started playing concertina and tin whistle as well, things like that, it felt like there was more steady inspiration to write. Because I felt like there was a place, there was a story that I could kind of score against in a sense.
These places, New England, Ireland, Scotland, they had a mystery that Mock couldn't shake. He longed for them, and that longing soon made melodies pour out of him. Mock's songs really sound like these places, with maritime and Irish-inspired instruments. Mock also takes pictures of old castles, lighthouses, and ships. Together, they form the backbone of Mock's unique multimedia concerts that he takes around the world.
Between that and the music and the story, it's almost like, kind of like the idea is to have somebody kind of astral travel during the concert. You know, this is this place, this story, this music. It's just kind of a sort of three things that can bring a listener, I hope, to that area or to another place in time.
About a year ago, John Mock found himself along the Great Lakes shoreline, playing concerts in St. Joseph and Wisconsin. He took the opportunity to take a trip along Lake Michigan's coast, up through the Upper Peninsula, then back down. And the views hit him in a way that he hadn't felt in years.
And God, it's just gorgeous. Just the landscape. And I mean, I know it's not ocean, but it's just, it's still vast, you know? It's got that same sense about it. So I just really fell in love with it. It was really interesting. I'm working with this woman, Sylvia. We're working on an album. And I've written about half a dozen things on it in which she and a writer named Tom Schuyler put lyrics to. And out of those half a dozen things, I think five of them I wrote on that trip in Michigan. So I just kind of wrote a lot while I was there. And so it was just, it was an inspirational place.
Mock says he connected with a lot here. But in particular, he couldn't stop taking pictures of the old lighthouses, like the one in St. Joseph. They're ancient, worn down, but in the process of being restored. As part of his concert in St. Joseph, Mock will set his songs to a visual backdrop featuring dozens of photographs of the St. Joseph Lighthouse, taken over the course of a year.
They're kind of like America's castles, you know. I mean, there's, you know, because wherever you have a lighthouse, you've also got a beautiful spot of land. You want it to be protected, and you want people to always be able to see it and be able to visit.
Mock says this cause, lighthouses, is special to him. These structures inspired him, and the fact that many are losing their relevance and being torn down hits him personally.
You know, when I compare it to America, to places like, you know, Ireland and Scotland that have, not only do they have history there, they have history there that is like B.C., you know? There's like monuments that are 500 years B.C. in Ireland, and they're on farmers' land. and then next to castles that are crumbling into the ocean, and no one touches that. No one paves it over so they can put up a McDonald's. You know, it's like there's a real respect for the heritage and the history. And in America, there's a lot of that too. But a lot of times, it's like if a lighthouse is going to be saved and there for everyone to enjoy, it seems that it happens from organizations like the American Lighthouse Foundation. You know, there's a number of organizations out there whose goal is to preserve lighthouses. You know, because once they're not technically needed anymore, you know, there's a tendency to, well, just stick this pole with a light on and in the water and put a parking lot here in a restaurant. It's like, no.
Mock says he's doing what he can to save lighthouses like the one in St. Joseph, in his own way. He has a unique title, Artist Advocate for the American Lighthouse Foundation. His CD is available to purchase inside many lighthouses, with all the profits going straight to restoration efforts. And Mock is thinking of other ideas too, like house concerts inside lighthouse keepers' houses, with big names playing.
It's kind of like, wouldn't it be neat if you had a bank or somebody that put up a fee for the performer to come play, and then all the ticket money went directly to the lighthouse and education. It would also be a great way to, like, educate people about it. You know, if you had someone like John Gawker, Cheryl Wheeler, some, you know, big draw doing a concert at a lighthouse, and then, you know, someone from the foundation gets up and explains what it's about. It's a way of educating a lot of people about it as well as raising money. It raised more money than a bake sale.
Ultimately, Mock says, restoration is necessary, but seeing these lighthouses survive is especially important to him. These landmarks have been the inspiration for nearly all of Mock's music, so he's got an obligation to fight for them.
If you just look at history and time and how small my, you know, how little life is here, you know, I think about the fact that, like, an entire livelihood and artistic inspiration and everything for me is, like, from areas and places that if they weren't preserved, I would have never seen. And so it just makes you feel like it's just really important that other generations have that same opportunity to visit these places and to be inspired by them, whether it be musically or some other way. So, yeah, so that is definitely a part of it. It feels like the very least I can do